Hello, and welcome back to the Normalize You podcast. I'm your host, Gabby, and today we're going to be talking about the roadblocks to pursuing intuitive eating. So as many of you may know, I teach an intuitive eating course to people all over the world, and I've loved teaching intuitive eating because I think it is one of the key components to recovery and to establishing a healthier relationship with food and your body. And intuitive eating can be a really overwhelming and frightening process for a lot of us to go through, especially if we are somebody that has, you know, adhered to diets or gone through chronic dieting, listening to artificial rules on what to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat. I, you know, struggled with an eating disorder for 10 years, and all I did was dieted, you know, dieting on and off constantly. And it was very hard to lean into the intuitive eating process and learn to trust my body. But I can say up to this point in my life, it was the best decision I could have ever taken, pursuing intuitive eating and just learning to listen to my body for how much to eat, when to eat, when I'm full, when I'm craving something, and just to honor my body, respect my body, and let my body take the reins. For so long, I let, you know, diets take over my life, and I never allowed my body to fully tell me what it needed because I silenced those hunger cues. I silenced what I needed, what I was craving, and how much I needed to fuel my body properly and to feed myself appropriately. So let's start with roadblock number one. Roadblock number one is weight gain. There's a huge fear of weight gain for those starting out the process of pursuing intuitive eating. I had that roadblock, and that's why I name it one of the roadblocks. And I was just so fearful of pursuing intuitive eating because I was like, oh my God, does this mean I'm going to gain weight? I can't gain weight. I'll be huge. It'll be bad. And there was just so much fear behind that. And understandably so. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Weight gain sucks. Nobody enjoys gaining weight. I don't think it's something that people are like jumping up and down for, but I think it's something that a lot of us need to do in order to develop a healthier relationship with food, or if we're underfeeding ourselves, we need to gain some weight. You know, our bodies know what weight and what shape and what size we function optimally at. And sometimes that's not what we want it to be, you know, because we try to artificially manage what we look like and what we're consuming. So I always tell people this. Yeah, there might be a probability that you're going to gain weight when you start intuitive eating. But let's think about the why behind that. If you've been a chronic dieter your whole life and you've been constantly underfeeding yourself or listening to some rule that keto or paleo or Atkins diet told you, and you've never really allowed your body to eat what it wants, when it wants it, and what it craves, when you allow that full freedom with intuitive eating, of course, you're probably going to end up eating more than you usually do. You're probably going to be craving all those foods that you had off limits for so long. Your body's automatically going to go to, oh my God, I'm not on a diet anymore. Give me all the foods I couldn't have when I was on the diet, right? Of course, that's how the body's going to work. So if we go from an underfed state, crazy chronic dieting, to this more fed state and to allowing ourselves to have all the foods we didn't before, naturally, just nutrition fact-wise, just logically, you're going to gain weight. It's going to happen, right? And so people believe that they just keep gaining and gaining and gaining and it never ends. When in actuality, that's not what's going to happen. At one point, your body will stop gaining weight if it does, because not everybody gains weight in the intuitive eating process. Some people stay the same, some people lose weight. It just all depends on how you go through the process and how your body adjusts and how you are mental health and physical health wise. I can tell you for myself, I gained weight at the beginning of intuitive eating, and then my body, you know, naturally got into a balanced point for myself. So yeah, at the beginning you might gain weight, but then you will learn how to listen to your hunger cues and your satiation cues and your cravings. You will learn the amounts that work for you and the amounts that don't. You will learn when, oh, I ate too much, gotta, you know, maybe eat a little less next time because it was a very uncomfortable feeling in my stomach. You will learn that with practice. It takes trial and error. It takes a lot of practice. So you have to be willing to be open to, okay, it doesn't matter if my body changes. It doesn't matter if I gain a little weight, because the end goal for intuitive eating is to develop a healthy relationship with food in my body. It's not about what my body looks like, what weight I lose, if I stay the same. It's not about that. It's about developing a healthier relationship with yourself, with your relationship with food and your body, and learning how to listen to your body. So yes, you might gain weight, but I think it's important that that is not what's important in this process of intuitive eating. It's not what is the focal point, right? And then I would say that roadblock number two is the set point. So I'm not sure if any of you have heard of what the set point is, but the set point theory essentially is that our bodies are in reach a set point or have us, everybody has a set point, which is a weight, a size, shape that our body optimally functions at and normally tends to gravitate to when we're feeding our bodies appropriately, nourishing them and practicing balance. Our bodies just gravitate towards a certain number or shape or size and they stay there. That's just kind of our set point. The number or shape or size, whatever you want to call it, that our body feels comfortably at, it feels nourished at, and it feels healthy at. Everybody has a different set point. Something that I learned that was a really hard pill for me to swallow when I embraced the intuitive eating process is that, unfortunately, if you have had a past of chronic dieting or an eating disorder, that set point may have changed, meaning you may have increased your set point with all the dieting that you've done because you've messed up your metabolism and you've done all this kind of stuff to your body and it's kind of thrown things out of whack. So your set point changes. And so I remember vividly sitting with my dietitian and being like, oh my God, does this mean that I maybe would have been lighter when had I not had an eating disorder and dieted? And, you know, at the end of the day, if the answer is yes or no, it doesn't matter because we can't look back and be shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, it is what it is. I went through the eating disorder. It taught me a lot. But now I was at this point in my life where I was like, okay, I'm ready to embrace intuitive eating. And like I said, it's hard to accept the fact that what the body that I am hoping it will look like at the set point or way at or whatever may not be the body that is right for me. If I am embracing intuitive eating, I do not have control over what my body will look like, weigh, or, you know, the shape and size of it. I have to let my body take the reins and trust that my body will sit at a comfortable, healthy, nourished weight, whatever that may be, and that is out of my control. That is something that I have to accept, that I cannot try to control through calories, through over-exercising, whatever it may be. And so I just want to be transparent with you because that is something that I don't think a lot of people know, that, you know, chronic dieting and eating disorders and just throwing your body out of whack like that can change our set point. And so part of this intuitive eating process, part of this recovery process of just healing our relationships with food and our body is letting go of this dream body that we had or what we thought our bodies would look like. None of that. We can't live in that world, in that mindset. It is, my body is going to look what it looks like as long as I'm nourishing it and I'm respecting it and I'm moving it in a joyful manner and I'm practicing balance and I'm living a healthy life both physically and mentally, then my body is going to sit whatever it sits at. I mean, that is out of your control. And then lastly, ironically, just said out of control, the last roadblock to intuitive eating, I would say, is the out of control feeling. A lot of us, when we, you know, start to embrace the intuitive eating process, I've had so many clients of mine or people that I know that have come to me and been like, oh my God, I feel so out of control. I feel like I just want sweets all the time. I want the cake and the ice cream and the burgers and the fries all the time, 24/7. And I always remind my clients and people that I talk to that I know you feel out of control right now, but I promise you, you're not. Your body is craving all of these fun foods more because you put them off limits for so long. It is going to naturally gravitate, naturally want all of the foods that you put off limits for so long. And that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning part of intuitive eating. Eventually, your body will be like, okay, I've had enough of that food. I know that it's available. I know that it's off, not off limits. I trust this body. I trust the human that's in this body. I will not always want to crave all these things. Your body naturally craves the proteins, the fruits, the veggies, the good foods, like the healthful foods for us, the nutrient dense foods. We naturally crave those. But at the beginning of intuitive eating, when we finally let go of dieting and diet culture and all those artificial rules, our body is naturally going to crave a lot of the things that we weren't allowed to have for so long. And then eventually throughout the intuitive eating process, your body will learn how to have balance, how to want those foods when it actually wants it, and to have a little bit, a lot, whatever the amount is, you will develop a relationship with food where, hey, sometimes you have a cookie after lunch and sometimes you don't because you just don't want it. Or, you know what? I had Oreos tonight, but I'm not going to have Oreos tomorrow because I know they're in my pantry and I know they're there and I can have them when I want to because they're not off limits. Right? There's no food rules. And that's the biggest thing to remember is that it's not that you're feeling out of control. It's that it is a biological drive in your body that is wanting all these foods, all these carbs, all these, you know, fatty foods, etc., because you've deprived it of these nutrients, of these macros, of these, you know, nutrients, of these foods and all these things. You've really negated it. You haven't allowed it to have all these foods. So it's naturally going to crave all of them, right? So it's not this out of control feeling. It is your body telling you, finally, you've let go of dieting. I can eat what I want. You're finally letting, you're allowing me to take the reins and you're trusting me. And that is a hard process. That these three roadblocks that I talk about, I think are so important to discuss because I don't think a lot of people are aware of them. They kind of just go through the motions sometimes with intuitive eating and they think that, you know, all of this is super hard and I have no support and nobody gets it. But I get it. I've been there. I've gone through the intuitive eating process. I teach people now how to go through it. And those are three of the main roadblocks that I have seen for a lot of people. The important thing is that you talk about these roadblocks, that you talk about these hardships and these struggles when you're going through intuitive eating and the process. It's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, hey, it is so easy breezy. You're going to get through intuitive eating. You're going to be an intuitive eater and you're going to practice balance and it's going to happen in a week. No. For some people, it takes 3-4 months. For some people, it takes 6 months. For some people, it takes a year. I can tell you for me personally, I think it took about 6 or so months for me to finally be like, okay, I trust my body. I feel really good with intuitive eating. I feel like I'm practicing it on a daily basis. I don't feel, you know, all this anxiety around food. I have no food rules. I feel very healthy with my relationship with food. And it takes time. It takes patience. It takes grace. And I just want to remind you to have grace with yourself and to have the patience with yourself. Don't rush. Allow for the trial and error. Figure out what works and what doesn't. This is all about the end goal, which is developing a healthier relationship with food in our bodies. And finally, just making peace with food, establishing food freedom. I promise you, one of the best feelings is food freedom. Being able to eat what you want, when you want, in the amounts that you want, where you're balancing, where you're practicing balance and you're nourishing your body and you're eating both nutrient-dense foods and the fun foods. That right there, that's the sweet spot. I've really embraced the aspect of intuitive eating and have reached food freedom. And I want nothing more than that for you guys. I really hope that these roadblocks of intuitive eating that I've spoken about have, you know, really helped you understand that, hey, it's not me. I'm here for you. I'm supporting you and I'm rooting you on. And I get it. I get how hard this process can be. And so again, I hope that you can relate to these topics, these points that I've made, and that in this little corner of the podcasting world that you feel more heard, more seen, and more loved. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I look forward to speaking with you all next week.